Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we are going to be multi-diverse, I think is a good word. I get information coming to me from all over, and I try to round it up as best I can with technology, biotechnology, nano, because I'm trying to hit home what we're really dealing with and the nature of the nanobiotech that we're assaulted with. Plus, then there's the political aspect, because we're being affronted on all sides, front, back, up, down, sideways, you know, diagonally, vertically, horizontally. I mean, we're being targeted in ways we never thought was possible. So, I was talking to somebody earlier tonight, and she said we never would have imagined we'd been in this situation. Growing up, it just, you know, we were in a bubble in a way. So, you know, we had no idea when we were growing up. I mean, we're too busy being distracted with all kinds of stuff, like, you know, girlfriends, boyfriends, jobs, you know, buying a house, families, the normal things, you know, people get distracted with. Not you know, hypersonic missiles, 6G frequencies. More and more articles are coming out on that now. Somebody else sent me an article today on it. Let's see if I can find it. In Canada, we are having all kinds of stuff happening. I'm going to read this. This is for those of us in Canada, our home, was our home. Now it's a place where we roam, because everyone's trying to figure a way to get out of this place, you know. Telus is introducing a Pure Fiber X, one on the world's fastest internet technology. Pure Fiber X is the next generation of Pure Fiber network, enabling internet speeds for the connected homes of today and tomorrow. Get the fastest uploads, the fastest downloads, the fastest Wi-Fi, only with Pure Fiber X 2.5 gigabit internet plus next gen Wi-Fi 6. Man, they're going to cook everybody to death in their home. This is for the Telus people. You know what's always interesting about everything? Nothing is what it is. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I get that. Whenever they tell us something is going to be better, faster, more efficient, higher end, this and that, it's going to put a red S on your chest, blue underwear, you're going to leap the tall buildings in a single bound, bullets are going to bounce off, you're going to have x-ray vision, you're going to run faster, jump higher, you're going to have muscles on your muscles, you're going to be, you know, slim, lean, mean, woman machine, you know, yeah, whatever they promote. You're going to look 20 years younger and, you know, on and on and on and on. Yet every time you look at these products or these services or these concepts that they're promoting, even in the health food industry is the worst whore out there. It is the worst prostitute. They're owned pretty much is owned and controlled by, corporations and pharmaceutical companies. The worst thing that ever happened to the health food industry is when doctors got involved. The worst thing. Because they brought with them the pharmacopoeia. They brought with them the pharmaceuticals. And most of these doctors are selling stuff today in this industry don't have a clue at all what they're doing, what they're selling. They just know people will buy vitamins, and then they come up with these cockamamie ideas and these cockamamie formulations, and they come up with these cockamamie things. They say it's research, and really it isn't. And it's all about selling their product, because their product is the product to buy, because their product has their face or name on it. See, and when you read the actual ingredients of these products, they're no different than the actual pharmacy vitamins that, you know, years ago nobody would even buy. They're junk. There was, I don't know if it's still on the internet, but there used to be a rating of vitamins on the internet and who had the purest vitamins and who was caught and who was, who had the highest quality and had the most accurate description of their vitamins and who didn't. And a lot of the companies that are at the bottom of the bottom of that list were the ones that were advertised the most on television or through marketing. Now everything goes. Before, in the alternative industry, they had their own magazines, they had their own literature that they would advertise only specific companies that were only dealing with the alternatives. And at the time, well, I don't know if they were any cleaner or any better, but they were better than the stuff you're getting in the health in the pharmaceutical company. Not today. Today, a lot of vitamins that I grew up with, today I wouldn't feed them to a pig. That's why we got that. That's why we have that link on the page. So if you want, you know, get your own vitamins in a pure form and make your own, you can do that. So when we're looking at some of the things that are happening today, you know, even on the political front, you know, we're looking at Ukraine. Oh, Ukraine, those poor Ukrainians. Oh my gosh, those Russians are beating the hell out of them. Oh, we gotta support the Ukrainians. I don't know what is wrong with us in the West. I don't know if we took our daily retard pill for 40 years and it finally, you know, took over. But we always worry about what the media tells us to worry about. We have a war going on right in our own backyard. Canada's got one of the most corrupt politicians on the planet. We're becoming the next Ukraine. We are becoming the next Ukraine in this country. We just put Moderna in Quebec. Now the United States is going to get assaulted from two ends. When it comes to drugs and illegal drugs and chemical warfare, you're not only going to get it from Central America and Mexico, you're now going to get it from Canada. It's going to come in from both ends. You ain't going to know if you're coming or going. And the Canadian stuff is going to be propagated. This is some really good shit, man. This is coming from Canada. Ooh, it's really good. It's Canadian. You know, just like canola. Canola came from Canada, too. It's the worst crap on the market. One of the most lethal cooking oils you could use. Came from Canada, though, so must be good. Canola. If you want to die quick, use canola. But it's Canadian. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. And yet we're worried about Ukraine, and you do Ukraine, the labs that they were there were harvesting babies to get their stem cells and their peptides and God knows what else. This was the biolab from hell, all these labs over there. And all these kids that have been abducted and kidnapped and, you know, taken away and you never hear from them again, there's a good chance and probability they wound up in the Ukraine. Yeah, organ harvesting, stem cell harvesting, you know. When I read that article today, I'm thinking to myself, who in the world would be that inhumane to even consider using that material from a living person in their system? Who would do that? And I'm thinking it has to be some kind of predator. It has to be something that actually preys on humans or preys on men and women. So we probably have both here. We have human and men and women. I'm beginning to believe those who took the jab are human and those who didn't are men and women. That's how I'm defining it anyway. Maybe it's wrong. Maybe it's, I don't know what they call it, being a segregist or discriminatory. But that's how it appears to me. Those who took the jab are human, and those who didn't take the jab are men and women. And that may sound a little odd because they're not the same thing. Men and women come from the species of mankind. Human is a subspecies of man. It's always been that way. The definitions have changed over the years, just like organic. Organic never meant that you could call everything organic. 40, 50 years ago, organic just meant a carbon-based life form. That's all organic meant. Blade of grass, trees growing, crops in the field, flowers, plants, weeds, those were considered organic. Sea vegetables, that was considered organic. A rock was not considered organic. Meat was never called organic meat. But over a period of time, they used the term so much, you know, that it's saturated right across everything. See, I got to remember, I grew up in this industry. I've seen how it's evolved or devolved, depending on how you look at it. And that makes me, it's amazing how the selling of garbage sells really good if you put organic to it. Here, man, I got some organic elephant shit. Would you like to buy some? What's it do? It'll just do, and man, it will, but it's organic. Okay, I'll get a pound. That's how it works in the industry. I've been in the industry. I know. I've seen it. You know, I myself have seen that, you know, where you get a sales rep come in, and they got the latest and greatest product, and they're going to make millions of dollars, and everyone's going to be happy and healthy, and it's going to fix everything, and it's going to solve everything, and you got to sell it, you got to sell it, you got to sell it. So you get the stuff, you read the stuff on the ingredient list, and you think, man, this stuff's nothing but garbage. I remember one day I was in a health food store down in Arizona. And there was this company, I won't mention the name. So anyway, the representative came in and says, well, how come you're not selling that product? Because it's got soy in it. He says, men don't need soy. So you get that to a male, his willy's going to fall off. And he had so much for his testosterone. She started laughing. I said, well, hey, it's what it is. I wouldn't eat it. Hell, I wouldn't even give it to a pig. So, but they had another product at the time. It was a beef protein product, and it was actually pretty clean. I said, that product I'm pushing because that one's clean. And the males can use that not to worry about their willy falling off. You know, that kind of, that's how I talked with her, you know. She looked at me and says, well, you know what, after all this, is I'm going to have to take this product out of here because you're not going to sell it anyway. I said, okay, then bring more of the other stuff. I'll move that like crazy. That'll move. So, but I've always been that way. If I won't take the product, or if I feel that the product is there's some dubiousness to it, I won't push it. You know, if I look into the product and I see how it's designed and how it's been put together, and it doesn't have silica in it or titanium or aluminum or baby parts, you know, artificial natural flavor or beaver anus or soy or, you know, other fibrous materials that they've used for encapsulation that will impede or you might not even break down the products. So basically you're taking these expensive vitamins and all you're getting out of them is expensive shit coming out of your backside. I never was into that. I could never get into that. I remember one year I was in another place. Again, a buddy of mine, I told him about this protein. It had five different proteins. I said, this is the perfect one. You got the quick and the slow. See, if you get a hydrolyzed and cold-pressed whey, they absorb very quickly in the system, but they're out through you in 2 hours. But if you get a casein or an egg or a whey, just a whey protein product, they last up to 5 hours. So they had this protein mixed, and it was mixed good. So all the guys that I sold it to loved it. They all made gains on it. And my buddy said, if you don't sell this, you're going to eat all that. No problem. I had 50 of those tubs gone in 2 weeks. And everybody came back wanting those protein products because they worked. So like I said, I had enough knowledge. You know, I've always had enough knowledge in whatever I was doing that if I was going to direct somebody, I was going to direct them in the best direction I could. And if they bought a product and they brought it up to me, I would tell them it was good or bad. When there was a product on the market years ago, and it was called citrulline. It's a byproduct of arginine. And they promoted it as better than Viagra. And I told the story before. I went and looked it up. I had an encyclopedia on amino acids and peptides. And I went looking it up, and I tried to figure out where they got it from. And basically, it did the same thing as arginine did, but for arginine did for like a third of the cost. Like the citrulline cost $25, and arginine cost like about $7. But, and the guys asked me, well, does this work? I said, have you seen any results? He said, nope. I said, there's your answer. Either it works or it doesn't. So like I said, you really have to pay attention to what we're dealing with today in these times, because we are being assaulted every angle you can think of. So you got everyone looking at the Ukraine feeling sorry for the Ukraine. I don't feel sorry for the Ukraine. I'm sorry. I'm too busy worried about Canada and Canadians and how we're being shit on over here. That's what concerns me. I'm concerned about the United States because that's south of the border and we're linked at the hip. And whatever affects them affects us. So I'm concerned about North America in general. And I'm concerned about the Commonwealth, because the Commonwealth, again, we all have a commonality in the way we are. And if one country gets taken out in the Commonwealth, the rest are sure to follow. Australia. I don't know what the Australians did to the government, but boy, does the government got one up on them. I mean, they really have a... They despise the people there, man. It's unbelievable. But, see, I look at what's going on in Australia, and I look at what's going on in New Zealand, and I look at what's going on in South Africa, and I see that that's coming our way. It's going to hit Europe, it's going to hit the Caribbean, it's going to hit the Central Europe, East Bloc, the Middle East. You know, eventually it'll hit South America. But their government now will not allow them to grow vegetables. Imagine that. They want to kill the Australians. They want to wipe them out. They want to make sure there's no trace of an Aussie anywhere. Australian regulations are changing. You can't even grow your own food without being fined or jailed. Here's the changes in the regs, and I got the legislation up. Australia. This is another country that is supposed to be a free country. Land of the free. Way down under with all the thunder. Can't grow their own food. Bill Gates should be flogged. Just flogged. It reminds me of us here in Canada when Percy Schmeiser took on Monsanto. Because Monsanto drove a truck down the road and the guy left the flap up on purpose so that the seed would fly all over his property. And then he went to court and fought for 12 years, cost him $120,000, and he lost everything. And this is what is going on now down in Australia, just a little bit on a bigger scale. They can't even grow vegetables, whether they're GMO or not. Yeah, that's all moved to Australia. Yeah, the weather's fine, but you can't eat nothing. Imagine that. And then I get people from Australia call me all the time, you know, contact me because they got health issues, so I try to help them out, you know. Keep them fighting, keep them up on their feet. You're going to have to get creative. Now, if I was the Australians, I wouldn't grow anything outdoors anyway. Grow it all indoors, you know. Use mirrors to bend the light from the sun if you're in an area where you have a lot of sun. You got to be innovative. Your government over there is as rotten to the core as ours was over here in Canada. We're worse. We got the worst government, second worst government in the world when it comes to corruption. India's number one, they say, and Venezuela's number three. So we wound up being number two, but I think we probably passed India. We are still effing around here with these restrictions and the battle going back and forth between going across the border. It's ridiculous here. They are flagrantly rejecting... The facts are known all over the planet except Canada. We fell into a black hole in the last 2 years, and we're still caught up in the vortex, and we're fracturing downward into the abyss. So our representatives, which we don't have, don't know what's going on, which is nothing new. They've always had that aspect of being deaf, dumb, and blind. Are still caught up in a fantasy world where they want to keep on restricting everybody in this country. And they're talking about bringing those restrictions back. And guess what? For those of you in America, land of the slave, ruled by the depraved, Rhode Island. is now going to fine parents with unvaxxed kids and double income taxes. Then they tell us, this is the oxymoron here. You had a choice. The insurance companies won't cover you if you die. They won't cover any of your damages because they're saying you volunteered to take the injection, and it wasn't even validated or verified or approved by the, so you volunteered to become a part of the experiment. That's what they tell you. But then on the other hand, you got the government over here in Rhode Island. I wonder why it was called Rhode Island. There's probably a history of the way even that's spelled, Rhode Island. We rode to the island. And now we're getting our income tax doubled because we're not vaccinating our kids. These effing drug companies are losing their asses. Now, I think I read the other day that the United States has over 100 million of these vaccines ready to go south, ready to spoil. They didn't get the bioweapon out like they wanted to. They didn't warp speed it fast enough. They didn't kill enough Americans. They didn't maim enough Americans by using this bioweapon on American people. Apparently, there's a lot more smarter Americans in America than we have in Canada, unfortunately. We have smart Canadians, too, but apparently not as many because they are not taking them jabs. We need to come up with a platform to remove any mayor, governor, or representative of a constituency that would violate the will of the people. Rhode Island. I thought America had a democratic process. Or is it just a process to continue with the control mechanisms and calling that democracy? Are we enslaving people in the name of democracy? Think about that. Everything's inverted. Democracy used to represent freedom and capitalism and making money and living your own life, making your own choices, making your own decisions. Now the governments are coming in there and they're making the decisions for you. They are forcing you to make a decision whether you want to do it or not. So now you have to ask yourself this question. Who's controlling the government? The American people in Rhode Island, are they controlling the government? Or is some drug company, a representative of the drug company like Bill Gates or Soros or Elon Musk or whoever, controlling Rhode Island? How do these billionaires, now think about this for 1 minute. We have billionaires right now, right? We don't have we have all these billionaires going about, and how is it that they're allowed to have that much power? Who gave them that much power and money? Think about that for 1 minute. Where a guy, you know, who really doesn't know anything except how to steal computer code and has done nothing but rip off companies and infected people with his vaccines. You got to remember, um, You got to remember, Silly Billy has already been, had already, for the last 60 years, been injecting people in India, Africa, China, South America, and the devastation that he has laid waste in those countries, 300,000 East Indians, 300,000 Asians, 300,000 South Americans, you know, debilitated or dead. Now, he's got the whole world in his hand. Who gave him that kind of power? People forget, when Trump was in power, and people say, call me an anti-Trumper. I'm not calling you an anti-Trumper. You go look this up. You go look it up. Trump made a statement that he was no longer going to support the World Health Organization, not to give them one red cent. How many of you remember that? Not going to give them any money. They're not looking to for Americans' interests. We're not going to give them a dime. That was the speech, remember? They said then he turned around and gave the money to Gavi. Remember that? G-A-V-I, Gavi. Well, guess who owns Gavi? Bill Gates. Makes you wonder. And then he warp sped a bioweapon through America, killing Americans. See, I'm all for having good representation. But what you got there is a salesman, a con man, just like the one you got now. They're all the same. Doesn't matter what they appear to be, they're still pushing the agenda. Like the one guy there, Hugh, made a comment about, he's a pro-vaxxer, yet he got all these doctors that are anti-vax on the bandwagon. Doesn't that not ring a bell with anybody? See, nothing is what it appears to be. And I'm going to tell you something. If you're poor, you're going to die faster in this situation coming up. Because if you're poor, you don't have the means to fight the system. And if you have moderate means, that means you're going to wind up losing everything you got to fight the system. You may prolong it. You may slow it down. But they're going to continue going at this. And the only way we do come out on top here is if everybody bands together. For now, they haven't brought out a militia with semi-automatic guns to wipe out protesters. But that, I think, is coming. I believe that will be coming sooner or later. I think in Canada, it may even happen in Canada first. It's a possibility. I don't put nothing past that little tadpole we got representing the WEF. I don't put nothing past them. Zip, nada, nothing. You know, I think he will, if it suits his purpose, he will create a distraction using these protests to further the agenda. That's what they've been doing the whole time. You know, like I said, you go back to the early days of these injections when they promoted them, they were all nice and happy and trying to get you to cajole you into doing it. And fought you with his speeches and all, you know, the masks don't work, and you know, and he made all kinds of comments about the virus itself and how it's, you know, relatively harmless and blah dee dee blah da da. And here we are 2 years later, and he's advocating the complete opposite narrative that he said 2 years ago. And yet, the only thing that has changed is the amount of people that have taken these injections and have died. Or worse, have become permanently damaged. Permanently damaged. I was looking at something again today. It was on the older side, but Dr. Robert Malone makes a comment. Now, the reason why I'm saying all this is because Rhode Island is going to force the people of Rhode Island, the citizens of America, to take the shot or have their kids take the shot, or they're going to fine them and double their income tax. Like, what? Who the bloody hell does this? Why would you fine somebody for making a choice by right they have? So everybody in Rhode Island should sue the governor. sue the directors that you have there. Sue them. Each citizen in for violating your constitutional rights and for violating your Bill of Rights. Sue them. Everybody in Rhode Island should sue them for $1 billion. And then ask for the resignation and then have them arrested for treason. Everybody in Rhode Island should do that. $1 billion. You know, and take them to whatever court systems that are outside the mainstream. Because he's trying to push this. Now, Dr. Malone, right? Dr. Robert Malone, right below it says that no kid should be getting jabbed. No kid. He said they may not have clinical side effects, but they may have subclinical side effects, which are worse. And once it's done, and he tells you this, I said this has been saying for 2 years, once you're jabbed, it doesn't come out. It doesn't get undone. Any doctor today, any physician today, any jackass today can tell you they're going to stop the spiking of the protein. They're going to stop this. They're going to be able to pull it out. They are full of shit, every one of them. They wouldn't know a gene from their ass on the ground. It's insane what they're doing. But you see, and what they're doing is they're promoting bullshit so that you will spend your last few dollars you have on something that isn't going to do anything. They're going to get rich off your blood. That's it. I have absolutely no respect for anybody that will propagate anything like this, you know, and call themselves a doctor. I think they're assholes. I think they're worse than assholes. But I'm limited to what I say. I want to say here on the show. I'm trying to keep it contained. But they are assholes. And again, that's putting it politely. Anybody that would do something like that to propagate a lie, to stimulate, you know, some kind of hope, and then bleed them from their money, they're a murderer. They're worse than a murderer. They're a butcher. That's how I think. You know, tell them the truth. Tell them all the best you can do is try to keep them comfortable. And then you got to try to figure out what that means. Because no doctor today has dealt with a gene editing disease or gene editing programs that cause diseases like these injections are. Nobody has dealt with that. None of them know about nano poisoning or nanobiotech infiltration of the cells. I got some stuff here tonight at the bottom. I'll talk about mechanical, how they can insert mechanical drugs into the cells. It's a bioweapon. But they are promoting it as a health benefact. And it isn't. See, a lot of things that they're promoting today is unbelievably dangerous. But this is what they're playing with. Let me read something here. It was in the document by Dr. Robert Malone. I think it was his document. What a vaccine really is, because we've talked about this and we've danced about it, because these are not vaccines. These are operating systems, gene editing programs. And the diseases that are coming from people who have been infected with this operating system are now, the medical field has absolutely no way to really help you. They don't understand it. They don't know what it is. They have an idea. They're researching stuff, but they're going to find out that this is an integration with synthetic biology, and that's going to throw them for a loop. And then they're going to have to look at operating systems and programs, and not only are they going to have to look at genetic codes, but they're going to have to look at operating systems, and they're going to have to figure out what operating system did they use to create this amalgamation of clay and iron. And maybe that's who was what Daniel was saying at the last days, that you know, the last kingdom would be clay and iron, a drug kingdom incorporating contrivances with biology. Let me read this. A vaccine is legally defined as any substance designed to be administered to a human being for the prevention of one or more diseases. This doesn't do that. For example, a January 2000 patent application that defined vaccines as compositions or mixtures that, when introduced into the circulatory system of an animal, will evoke a protective response to a pathogen. It was rejected by the U.S. Patent Office because the immune response produced by a vaccine must be more than merely some immune response, but must be protective. As noted in the previous action, the art recognized the term vaccine to be a compound which prevent infections. This doesn't do that. In fact, they tell you it doesn't do that. In fact, they keep giving you boosters because it doesn't do that. In the remainder of the article, we use the term inoculated rather than vaccinated because the injected materials in the present COVID-19 inoculation prevents neither viral infection nor transmission. In other words, you can still get sick from somebody else shedding, it jumping, and it doesn't necessarily jump from their mouth, it can jump from their pores. Since its main function in practice appears to be symptom suppression, it is operationally a treatment. What else is new? The medical field hasn't cured anything for the last 80 to 90 years. Nothing. In my life, they have never cured anything from anybody. They have treated, suppressed, but never cured. And that gives them so little credibility. And here they're telling you the same thing. It doesn't stop or spread. It doesn't spread, stop the spread, or being infected. Wow. Sign me up for a double dose of nothing. Imagine that. In the last show, I forgot to mention I had gotten an article about Mr. Putin having pancreatic cancer, thyroid cancer, and prostate cancer. So this is going around now. And that he's in some sort of secret place. In the past, historically, you know, and I've said this before, it's a surprise they haven't taken him out yet. The means of taking out an authority that got in the way of the plan or the operating system was either a heart attack or cancer. So maybe this is what's going on now. Maybe he's been infiltrated and now maybe they're going to take him out. I don't know. But irrespective, when you hear stuff like that, that means things are going to heat up. Like I said, I mentioned the other day the Tanzanian president. You know, he was a man. He was a courageous man. You know, very courageous. I think, like I said, I'm of the mindset that the West is fighting the wrong side. But the thing about the West is if the Ukraine goes down, the laundry of the United States will be exposed. Americans will see firsthand how bad the corruption is in America. In Canada, same thing. If the Ukraine goes down, what would get exposed here? Nobody in this country would even recognize the parliament on any level. If we knew how bad Canada, how corrupt it is, and some of the things that it has done, you know, nobody in this country would respect Parliament. In fact, they may have a problem containing the people's anger. And why, it's a wonder sometimes with America, you know, how Americans are not angry at the government for using their military to police the planet. Using their military and their men and women that serve for the highest bidder. You know, Canada's no different. People don't realize Canada's also part of that. So when we're looking at some of this stuff, you know, we have to realize that a lot's going on because the military-industrial complex was designed for protecting America, Americans in America. And here we are, the military-industrial complex is all over the planet. So, I mean, doesn't it anger you? Your tax dollars is being used to defend other countries in the world? And that maybe that sometimes the military-industrial complex in America is siding with the wrong side, siding with the very people that may one day launch an assault on the United States or Canada. In Canada, we can no longer go with the idea that we are okay, nobody's going to bother us. Canada does not have the pristine name it once had. Our Prime Minister made sure of that. He made damn sure that Canada now would have a black eye, if you will. And that black eye that he's given Canada isn't going to go anytime soon. And as well, the leader of the opposition parties, the conservative, they're a joke. We don't have a party. You know, it's sad. Like I said, it's a sad constant that we are in a position where we have nobody representing this country correctly. And they're all hooked up with the WEF. That's pretty sad, really. When you sit there and think about it, it's pretty sad. You know, nothing for Canada, but for everybody else, it's okay. Oh, we're going to look after the Ukraine. We're going to send them money. Really? We're going to send them guns. Really? How about we take care of Canadians? How about we, you know, we develop a system here where there's no taxes between the provinces so that trade can go back and forth east to west far better? How about establishing manufacturing plants in this country where we can manufacture our own goods to take care of ourselves and develop a certain autonomy? How about that? How about we put in checks and balances in the parliament so that prime ministers and leaders of the parties can no longer run roughshod over the general population because they made a peaceful protest? And how about we, you know, make it in such a way that they just can't change the laws, main laws, without some kind of referendum with the general population? And that when a prime minister says that they know they're breaking and violating the Constitution and violating the Bill of Rights, or not the Bill of Rights, the Charter of Rights, that they're going to do it anyway. Why wasn't he arrested? Where's CSIS here? Where's the RCMP? Where's the OPP? Where's the local police? Gone. Out to lunch at the local donut shop talking about their job and their $80,000, $100,000 a year income. You know. Like I said, it's a sad day for Canada. It really is. It's a sad day for us. It's a sad day for the Commonwealth. I mean, like I said, looking at Australia and looking at what's going on down there. I mean, where does the Commonwealth find these retards? You got that thing in New Zealand. You got that goofball in Australia. We got this tadpole over here. Like, where do they find these things? Probably came out of a bio lab in Ukraine. I mean, seriously, where do they find this type of stuff? If you grow a gun, we're going to find you, throw your ass in jail. Like, where does this come from?
Ha, ha, ha.
just amazing, man. Just amazing. Just amazing. Let's see here. There was more. Oh, yeah. I want to talk just a little bit about a self-assembled logic circuits created from proteins. Yeah, I want to talk about this in this way. And when you read the article, how they can assemble circuitry with protein, that they've actually taken biology and integrated it with some kind of technological operating system that can now change the shape and functionality of protein. Imagine what that would do to you. Now imagine what it's doing to people right now taking these jabs. See, when I see stuff like this, I understand in my mind that these are not designed as they're telling us. When you read the research documentation, when you read the research paper, this is how they're showing how it can do some benefit. That's the suck-in part. Nothing gets developed like this unless the military-industrial complex gets a hold of it first, figuring out how to weaponize it, how to utilize it, to make it an efficient and more effective killing machine. Now, I'm going to give you a thought here in a process. We have over quadrillions of these nanites in the air. Quadrillions of them. Those are mechanical, electronic, technological, biological components that can integrate with anything. Trees, flowers, plants, dogs, cats. When you walk your dog, you walk your cat. People, fish, aquatics, birds, mammals, reptiles, amphibians, you know, insects. So these things now get absorbed by you through your breathing, through your eating, through your drinking, through maybe the clothing you're wearing, the soaps you're using, you know, the hygienic products you're inserting. So now you have basically a biological, technological interface going on. And once it's in whatever form or fashion that it's in, it can now go into your cells and kill your cells. All it takes is an activation code. All it takes is a signal and a frequency. And now we have a new and improved Wi-Fi 6. Dun, 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 dun. Guess what? You're not even going to be safe in your own home. Again, you know, logic circuits created from protein. What do you think the spike protein is exactly? Like I said, you know, when you listen to these quacks on the network, and they're telling you that, oh, they can get it out. You can't get it in, and you can't get it out. And I'm almost half expecting all these doctors have been crying, you can't get it out, you can't get it out. I expect them to do a Fauci. I expect them to do a 180. I expect them to say, oh, yeah, oh, there's a new and approved. Yeah, oh, yeah, we can get it out now, blah-da-dee, blah-da-da. I want to see the genetics of what they're doing. I want to be able to read the genetics of what they're doing. I want to see how they access the code, because there'll be maybe one main code, but other strings of code connected to that mainframe code, that kernel that may be inside the injection. And my concept on this, my hypothesis on this, is if this is encoded, like they said, then you would have to have some kind of kernel inside those injections. Not as one solid piece, but in scattered particles that are networked. And you'd have to find how to disengage that code, how to shut it down. They're not going to think that way. In fact, what I told you today, you may not see it for another 20 years. Most of these people will be dead. Most of us will follow. You know. Unless we come up with some kind of off-grid militia living in whatever times we're living in, It's going to be brutal. It's going to be brutal. You know. More on mechanical drugs and their effects, changes and termination of cells. Like I said, these nanoparticles can be turned into machines very easily today. Once they're inside. And proteins being turned into logic circuits. All that takes is a frequency and an activation and an access. That's the world we live in today, right at this moment. I put a book in there as well. It's called Propaganda. I started looking at it, and I could see from the book what it was talking about and how I could reflect back in time and see how it actually, what they were saying was true. Because nothing's changed. Nothing has changed at all. Nothing new under the sun, according to the Bible. So, they have been propagating and propagating and propagating all kinds of stupid stuff to get us in the situation we're in. And it's done in layers and segments so that if they need to redirect you, they can do it just by how they've created the propaganda. I just had someone email me that came back from Florida. She says she can't believe that people are bending backwards for a fourth shot. She came back home. She said, I've had enough. Welcome to Canada, eh? Our time is coming. They're going to put the boot on us. Are you ready? Are you ready for the boot? It's coming. Alrighty. I think I'm going to wind her down tonight a little early. I always say at the end of these shows, you know, read the gospel. You know, and I would tell you to keep reading them, you know, wherever you may be. Read the fine points of what's going on. Read what Jesus had to say. Read the book of Acts. Read the books, the letters to the church, how they evolved, how they grew. Read the book of Revelations. That's the playbook. You know, I'd encourage you, if you've never read the Bible, to do so. Start with the New Testament. The Old Testament is of an old covenant. Anybody that's reading the New Testament is of a new covenant. And, you know, start from there. At the top of the page, I got people that are trying their best to help everybody. Support them financially if you can. You know, support anybody financially if you can. If you can't, don't worry about it. Knowing that you may have lost your job during this exercise of mental breakdown that they created for everybody. You know, re-engage your body, re-engage your autonomy, and help when you can. But until then, share the information. Share it with everybody. Share. Alrighty. I think I hit everything tonight. The links are going to be there. Share the links. Help everybody again. Get to know what's going on. And as I always say, we're still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health, take care.